Somebody who was sent by the townspeople to put down an heir for the entire town. And the people in the town wanted to walk to a neighboring town that was more than 2,000 amos away from the town. So therefore, they designated somebody as the shliach to put down an heir of tumim, to allow all the townspeople to use that heir of tumim in order to travel to the neighboring town on Shabbat. They had kaziru chavir. And he was on his way to putting down the heir. And he met his friend. And his friend convinced him to go back to the city without putting down the heir. As his friend told him, it's too hot or too cold to travel all the way to where he wants to put the heir of tumim down. So he ended up returning to the city without putting down the heir of tumim. Humutr lelech. The person who was sent as a shliach to put down the Arab and ended up returning to the city without putting down the Arab, he wouldn't be allowed to travel to the neighboring city, even though it's more than 2,000 amos away, while the rest of the townspeople would not be allowed to travel to the neighboring city, as the Arab would only help for the person who was sent to put down the Arab, not for the rest of the townspeople. Now the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is that the person himself who was sent to put down the heir, even though he didn't end up putting it down, but since he was on his way to put it down, we assume that his das was that he wants to designate that area where he was going to put down the heir to be his shvisa. As we said previously, as somebody who's traveling can designate a specific place to be his shvisa, even though he didn't actually reach that place by Friday night, Ben HaShmash. So therefore, the person who was sent out to put down the heir, he would be regarded as an ani. As an ani is not just somebody who's a poor person, but anybody who's traveling is also regarded as an ani, and would be allowed to designate a shvisa in a specific place within 2,000 amas from where he was Friday night. However, the townspeople cannot rely on the shvisa of the person who was sent to put down the heir. That shvisa only held for the person who was sent, not for the rest of the townspeople. And the townspeople are regarded as an usher. They have breath, so they cannot designate shvisa in a specific place. The only way they can make an heir is by actually putting down bread. And even though, according to Rabbi Huda, the previous Mishnah, both an ani and an usher can designate shvisa without bread. But that's only if you're designating shvisa in the place that you're in Friday night. But in this case, you're dedicating a shvisa to a place that he never actually reached. Even Rabbi Huda would agree in such a case that only an ani, only somebody who's traveling or doesn't have bread, would be allowed to dedicate a shvisa in a specific place, even though he did not actually reach that place. So therefore, the person who was sent to put down the Arab, since he is traveling, he is regarded as an ani, and he's allowed to designate a shvisa in a specific place, so he could rely on that shvisa to travel to the neighboring town. However, the rest of the townspeople that are regarded as an usher, they cannot rely on that shvisa, and they cannot walk more than 2,000 amas outside the city. Rabbi Meir, I mean, koshu yachol la'arab below Arab, hareza chamer gomel. Rabbi Meir says, anybody who could have put down an Arab and didn't end up putting down the Arab, he is stuck in between like somebody who is leading, like a donkey and a camel. So the donkey walks in front and the camel walks in back, and he is in between. So to this person who was sent to put down the Arab and ended up returning to the city without putting down the Arab, we have a suffix whether the Arab would work for him or not. And according to Rabbi Meir, maybe we should not regard this person as an ani, even though he is traveling. And the person has bread with him, and the townspeople gave him bread to make an Arab for them. Now, even though he is traveling, since he has bread, he should not be regarded as an ani, and therefore he would not be allowed to designate his shvisa in a specific place. So the Arab would not work for him, and he would have the same thing as the rest of the townspeople. Or maybe, since he is traveling, even though he has bread with him, he would be regarded as an ani, and he wouldn't be allowed to designate shvisa in a specific place. So therefore, the Arab would work for him. So since Rabbi Meir has a suffix, the person is stuck in between. He's only allowed to walk for 2,000 amos between the city and the Arab, but he can't walk any further, since maybe the Arab does not work for him. On the other hand, he cannot walk in any other direction outside the city, as maybe the Arab did work for him. And somebody who makes an Arab can walk 2,000 amas in each direction from the Arab. However, he lost the 2,000 amas in the other direction from the city. So since this person is in a suffix, he is stuck in between, and the only 2,000 amas is a ladder walk between the city and the Arab, he can't walk 2,000 amas in any other direction from the city, and so too, he can't walk 2,000 amas further on from the Arab, since maybe the Arab did not work for him. Somebody who went outside of his tchum, even if he only went outside of the tchum one amah, he can no longer enter the tchum. He can only walk four amas in each direction, as that is the halacha. Somebody who walks outside of the tchum, he now can only walk four amas in each direction. Now, even though if he walks four amas toward the city, he will now re-enter the tchum, this Tana does not hold about Vlach Tchumim, the overlapping of Tchumim, even though the four Amot that he is given after he walks outside of the Tchum overlap his original Tchum of 2,000 Amos. That does not allow him to re-enter his Tchum and walk more than four Amos from the place that he left the Tchum. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm Erstein, Yikonik. Shalosh lo Yikonik. Rabbi Eliezer said, if he only walked outside of the Tchum two Amos or less, he could re-enter the Tchum, and that would allow him again to have his original Tchum of 2,000 Amos in each direction. However, if he walked three Amos outside of the Tchum, he no longer can revert back to his original Tchum. As Rabbi Eliezer holds, like we had previously, that somebody who walks outside of the Tchum can walk two Amos in each direction. And Rabbi Eliezer does hold of the concept of Avlah Tchumim, the overlapping of Tchumim. As according to Rabbi Eliezer, since you're allowed to walk two Amos in each direction, if you walk out less than two Amos from the Tchum, when you walk the two Amos toward the city, that will overlap your original Tchum, and that would allow you to revert back to your original Tchum. However, if you walk more than two Amos outside of the Tchum, since according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're only allowed to walk two Amos in each direction, even if you walk two Amos toward the city, you will not overlap your original Tchum. You won't enter the original Tchum of 2,000 Amos, so therefore, you cannot revert back to your original Tchum. Somebody who on Friday night when it got dark, he was outside the Tchum of the city. He was more than 2,000 Amos away from the city. Even if he was only one Amma outside the Tchum of the city, he would not be allowed to enter the city on Shabbat. As somebody who, when it got dark Friday night, was within 2,000 Ammas of the city, he would have the same Tchum of the city, and he would be allowed to walk 2,000 Ammas in each direction from the city. However, this person, when it got dark Friday night, was outside the Tchum of the city. He was more than 2,000 Ammas away from the city. So therefore, he does not have the same Tchum as the townspeople. Instead, he has his own Tchum. He can walk 2,000 Amos from each direction from the place where it got dark Friday night. And since the city is more than 2,000 Amos away from the place where he was at Friday night, he would not be allowed to enter the city. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilo Chamesh Esrei Amos Yikonik, She'ena Meshuchot Mamatin Et Amidos Mipnei Atom. Rabbi Shimon said, even if when it got dark Friday night, he was 15 Amos away from the Tchum of the city, he was 2,015 Amos away from the city, he would be allowed to enter the city. The reason being is because the people who measure the Tchum and make a mark in 2,000 Amos away from the city do not put the mark at the very end of the 2,000 Amos because of people who will mistakenly walk outside of the Tchum. And the people who mark the Tchum are afraid that maybe some people will not realize where the marking of the Tchum is, and they will end up mistakenly walking outside of the Tchum and then walking back inside the Tchum. So therefore, they don't put the marking at the very end of the 2,000 Amos. They put it about 15 Amos short of the 2,000 Amos. So therefore, somebody who, when it got dark Friday night, was 15 Amos away from the end of the Tchum of the city, we assume he is still within the Tchum of the city, since the mark was probably put 15 Amos before the end of the Tchum. So since, when it got dark Friday night, he was within 2,000 Amos of the city, he would have the same Tchum of the city, and he would be allowed to walk 2,000 Amos in each direction from the city. However, if when it got dark Friday night, he was more than 15 Amos away from the marking of the Tchum, then we would assume that he was outside the Tchum when it got dark, and he would not be allowed to enter the city. Now, this only refers to somebody who, when it got dark Friday night, was within 15 Amos from the end of the marking of the Tchum. Such a person, we would allow him to have the same Tchum of the city, since we assume that the marking was placed 15 Amos short from the end of the Tchum. And that person is not considered a poshea. We don't consider him at fault that he ended up Friday night at dark outside of the marking that marked the Tchum of the city. However, somebody who was in the city at Friday night, and on Shabbat he walked outside of the Tchum, such a person, we would not allow him to walk back to the city on Shabbat, even though he was within 15 Amos from the marking that marked the end of the Tchum. The reason being is that such a person is considered poshea. He is considered at fault that he wasn't careful to make sure that he wasn't walking outside the point that marked the end of the Tchum. So since he was at fault, even though he was within 15 Amos from the marking, we do not allow him to walk back to the city. He would have the din of somebody who walked outside of the Tchum, that he could only walk four Amos in each direction.